我们请一起翻到路加福音的第四章。
Let's all turn to the book of Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
第十六节。
Chapter 4 verse 16.
路加福音第四章十六节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 16.
十六节，耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。十七节，有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说，十八节，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。十九节，报告神悦纳人的喜年。二十节，于是把书卷起来交还执事，就坐下，会堂里的人都定睛看他。二十一节，耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。二十二节，众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？那这里是主耶稣啊，有关于他的一段记载哦。
Here's a recording of the life of Jesus.
我们知道主耶稣在世上三年半的日子啊，做了许许多多的工作。
We know that Jesus had worked done a lot of work for 3.5 years.
啊，同时在他的生活当中，他给我们众人都留下了信仰的榜样。
And for many of us have left example of faith for us.
啊，是我们今天所要效法学习的对象。
And see someone who we should imitate today.
那在这里说，耶稣来到了拿撒勒啊。
Here tells us that Jesus came to Nazareth.
并且在安息日的时候，照着他素常的规矩进入圣殿。
That he entered.
进入会堂哦。
That he entered into the synagogue according to his custom.
啊，所以对主耶稣来讲，安息日是很重要的。
So for him, Sabbath day is an important day.
所以主耶稣照着他的素常的规矩，就是他常常这样子做，在安息日都会进会堂。
And so he did this according to his custom, meaning that he had done this often, going to the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
啊，所以我们今天也效法我们主所留下来的榜样。
So today we imitate what is the example that Jesus left us with.
啊，能够在安息日的时候一样进到会堂来学习主的道理。
And so on Sabbath day we could come into the temple to learn the teachings.
啊，所以如果主耶稣重视安息日
，So when Jesus sees Sabbath this as an important thing.
那我们怎么可以不重视这一天呢
？How can we not treat this as an important thing？
而在这里，主耶稣给我们留下了许多的榜样啊。
So Jesus left us with many examples.
他说啊，他照着素常的规矩进入圣殿，要来读圣，然后就要来读圣经啊。
According to his custom, he entered into the synagogue to read the scripture.
啊，他就念了以下的一段。
So he had read a portion of the scripture.
那主耶稣念了什么呢
？And what did he read?
他说第十八节啊。
In verse 18.
他说主的灵在我身上用膏膏我。
He says the spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me.
并且叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
To preach good news to the poor.
啊，所以在这里主耶稣念了一段很重要的经节。
So he had read an important scripture.
也是一个对我们今天每一个信徒很重要的教导。
And it's an important teaching for every believer today.
我们今天来到教会啊。
Today when we come to church.
那主耶稣对我们每一个人都有一个期望。
And Jesus have an expectation of us.
这里说主的灵在我身上用膏膏我。
Here says the Spirit is on me and anointed me.
而在古代啊，能够被油所膏，要有特殊的身份啊。
And you have to have a special status in the in that time to be anointed by oil.
啊，都是被拣选出来的君王或者是祭司。
It has to be a chosen king or the chosen priest.
都是神所特别拣选出来要来侍奉要来工作的。
And all those people are chosen by God to serve him.
那所以我们今天来到神的面前，我们也要被他的圣灵所膏。
And so today when we come before him, we should also be anointed by his spirit.
啊，使我们能够服侍神。
So that we can serve him.
啊，但是在这里说啊，是神的灵在我身上啊。
Here says the spirit of the Lord is on me.
啊，不是 人喜欢我，特别选我出来。
It's not that men have chosen me because they like me.
不是我有特殊的专业，所以这项圣工一定要我来做啊。
And it's not because I have special talents that this work is chosen for me.
那教会跟社会不一样。
And the church is different from the society.
啊，在社会啊，你是什么专业，你就做什么事情嘛。
If you have a specialty in the society, then that's what we do.
你如果是最厉害、最有本事的，那这个工作一定是交给你来做了啊。
And you have the best talent in one area that job will be given to you.
啊，这个叫做社会啊。
And that is the society.
啊，但是教会就不一样了啊。
But for church, it's different.
啊，在这里说神的灵在我身上，因他用油膏我。
And here it tells us the spirit of the Lord is on me and because he anointed me.
啊，所以啊，被拣选出来服侍，不是因为你的能力。
And so you've been chosen to serve not because of your talents.
啊，不是因为你比别人聪明。
And not because you're smarter than everyone else.
啊，更不是因为你在学校里是学某些专业的。
Not because of your specialty that you have learned from school.
而是因为主的灵在你身上啊。
It's because the spirit of the Lord is on you.
啊，所以我们今天每一个得到主的灵高我们的人。
So for those who have been anointed by the spirit of God.
这个工作已经托付在我们身上了。
And this work has been passed on to you.
我们都已经蒙差遣要来服侍。
We have been called to serve him.
啊，但是我们被差遣来做什么呢？
We've been called to do what work.
啊，有些人觉得说我只要信耶稣来教会有祷告就可以啦。
And people often say, if I believe in Jesus, come to church and pray, that would be enough.
啊，如果能奉献就更好啦。
If I was able to offer tithe, that would be even better.
哦，所以有时候我们觉得自己的信仰已经很不错了哦。
And we feel that our faith is quite good.
啊，有聚会啊。
That we have 10 services.
啊，有奉献啊。
And we have made offerings.
啊，也有灵修祷告。
And we also cultivate and pray.
我们觉得说啊，这就是神拣选我高我的目的啦。
And you would say to yourself, this is the reason that you've been called.
啊，但是在这里我们看到啊，不是这样子写的。
But here tells us that's not the case.
他说啊，主为什么要用他的油膏我们呢？
Here tells us why did God anoint us with his oil.
他说叫我传福音给贫穷的人呐、啊。
So that he could preach good news to the poor.
哦，所以今天神拣选我们。
So today God have chosen us.
啊，把他的圣灵赐给我们。
He have given us his Holy Spirit.
是有原因有目的的。
For a reason and for a purpose.
这里说叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
So that we could preach the good news to the poor.
哦，所以这是神所托付我们工作的内容。
And here's the content God has given us to work on.
要传给谁？
To preach to who?
传给贫穷的人啊。
To preach to the poor.
谁是贫穷的人？
Who are the poor?
有时候我们觉得啊，路上啊，看到那个哇，坐在路边要钱的，好可怜啊。
Sometimes we see those homeless people on the street begging for money. They're very pitiful.
哦，那个是贫穷的人吗？
Are they the poor people?
啊，或许他们在财务上是贫穷的。
Perhaps they're poor in their money.
啊，但是在这里说的贫穷的人不是物质上贫穷的啊。
And here it tells us the poor is not those who are poor in material.
福音要传给谁？
And who should the good news be preached to?
恩典要给谁？
Who's a blessing will be given to?
要给那些心灵贫穷的人啊。
To give those who are poor in spirit.
我们来看一下马太福音啊。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
我们看马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章第一节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 1.
马太福音的五章一节。
Matthew chapter 1, chapter 5 verse 1.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山。既然坐下，门徒就来到他的跟前。第二节，他就开口教训他们说：第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。好，那这里是主耶稣所讲的登山宝训啊。
Here are the beatitudes that Jesus preached.
啊，他一开始说谁是有福气的。
Here, he tells us who are the blessed.
啊，这里说虚心的人啊。
Those who are poor in spirit.
那什么是虚心呢？
What does it mean to be in poor in spirit?
啊，他原来的意思就是里面啊很空啊，里面没有东西的人啊。
That means refers to someone who's poor on the inside, where he is empty.
因为里面很空洞，所以生活有需要。
Because he's empty, so he have needs.
因为里面很空洞，所以心灵很软弱。
Because he's empty, so he have a weak, he's weak in spirit.
哦，所以因为他有觉得自己有需要。
Because he feel that he have needs.
所以他才会懂得要追求。
So he understands how to pursue.
哦，所以一个心灵 贫穷的人在神面前是有福的。
So here tells us that the poor in spirit will be blessed before the Lord.
如同一个杯子一样啊。
Just like a cup.
如果你这个杯子是装满了水的。
If this cup is filled to the top.
不管你要再加什么都加不进去啊。
You cannot add anything else into it.
你想加咖啡加不进去。
You cannot add any more coffee.
加茶也加不进去。
You cannot add any more tea.
果汁一样不行啊。
Neither can you add any more juice.
不管你要加什么好东西进去。
Regardless of anything that you want to add to this cup.
如果你这个杯子是满的你就什么都加不进去啊。
If this cup is already full, then there's nothing else you can add.
所以一个人如果今天觉得心里觉得说我有很多啊。
If someone feels today that there's many things inside his heart,
来到教会觉得说其实我不需要神啊。
And he comes to church and thinks that he doesn't need God.
凡事顺利，凡事富足，神与我有什么关系呢？
And that he's being filled and there's nothing he lacks.
信仰是给可怜人的。
That the faith is given to those who are poor, who are poor in spirit.
那这样子的人就很难得到神的恩典啊。
And for this type of person, it's very difficult for him to receive God's blessing.
所以福音要给谁？福音要给心灵贫穷的人。
So the gospel is given to those who are poor in spirit.
所以我们今天来到神的面前啊。
So today we come before the Lord.
我们的心态会直接决定我们拥有多少。
And our heart and our mentality would determine how much we know.
当人拥有很多的时候。
When someone possesses many things.
信仰只是生活的一种点缀。
And faith is something to add on to their life.
但是当人走投无路的时候
，But when someone has nowhere to turn,
有时候信仰才变成生命中的真实。
And this faith would become the truth in his life.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要传福音给谁
？And so here tells us who should we preach to?
传给那个真正有需要、心灵贫穷的人。
To preach to those who have needs in their faith.
这个是主耶稣对我们的期盼。
Here are the expectations to us from Jesus.
也是他赐给我们能力的原因。
And here's the reason that Jesus gave us strength.
我们看回来第十八节啊。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
路加福音的第四章十八节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
十八节，主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放。瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由啊！那这里继续啊，在这以赛亚书继续讲啊。
So the book of Isaiah continue to tell us.
他说信仰的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of our faith？
什么叫做得恩典
？What does it mean to receive blessing？
什么叫做得福音啊
？What does it mean to receive the gospel？
他说啊，一个福音要临到人的身上，要有三个条件哦。
For the gospel to come to someone, there has to be three criteria.
在这里说被掳的要得释放。
Here tells us that the freedom will be given to those who are prisoners.
瞎眼的要得看见。
And the blind will receive their sight.
那受压制的要给他自由啊。
And the oppressed will be released.
所以啊，今天我们在传福音的目的是什么
？So what is the purpose for us to preach the gospel?
今天我们努力的目标是什么
？What is the goal that we work toward to?
不是只有交朋友啊。
Not to make friends.
有时候我们就觉得说啊，大家来啊，做做朋友就好了。
And sometimes we feel it's good to come here to make friends.
寻找信仰的目的是什么
？And what is the purpose of searching for faith？
不是说心灵有个依靠啊，这个是有个信仰也不错这样子而已啊。
It's not just to tell yourself that it's a good idea to find something to add to your faith。
在这里说，一个人真正要得到恩典，真正被称为得福音有三个条件啊。
And here it tells us that to truly receive the gospel and receive the blessings, there are three criteria.
第一个叫做被掳的，你要得释放啊。
And to receive your freedom for the prisoners.
我们来看一下希伯来书的第十二章哦。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书的第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节。
Chapter 12 verse 1.
希伯来书的第十二章第一节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1
第一节我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当脱去各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程那这里告诉我们说我们很容易 被这个世界的罪所缠累了。
Here tells us that we're often bound by the sin of the world.
哎，真的有时候啊，你看小孩子哦。
Sometimes when we look at the young children.
那你看小孩子啊，非常单纯啊。
And they're very simple.
啊，那个眼光非常的清澈。
And they have a clear eyesight.
啊，行动非常的啊，非常的单纯。
And they're very simple in their actions.
啊，但是你看哦，你看孩子一直在长大哦。
And as you see the child continues to grow.
哎，有时候你看孩子在长大当中，眼神就慢慢在改变啊。
See the, his eyes, the way he look, his eyes look will change over time.
尤其是到大人哦。
And especially when you become an adult.
有时候我们接触了很多生活上啊，接触很多外在的讯息。
And we receive many outward information.
哦，所以年纪越大，人越来越复杂。
And as you become older, you become more complex.
啊，所以有时候我们看啊，大人的眼睛啊，哇，那个非常复杂，眼神非常复杂。
And the way his eyes look, the look of in his eyes is very complex.
因为心理非常的复杂哦。
Because he have a complex heart.
啊，所以啊，有时候我们为什么今天生活很不快乐？
And why is it that our lives are not very happy?
因为有太多的事情缠累了我们的心。
Because there are many things that tangles our heart.
有太多我们想要的追求。
The things that we really want to pursue.
有太多我们放不下的渴望。
And there are many hopes that we cannot let go.
所以我们不断的追求，不断的挣扎在这个世界上。
So continuously we pursue and we're struggling.
所以生活非常的苦啊。
And so we have a very bitter life.
所以我们今天有时候觉得人生为什么要这么的辛苦，这么的复杂呢？
And sometimes we wonder why does life have to be so difficult?
常常是因为啊，我们被世界所掳了，被世界所抓住了。
So that's because we become a prisoner of the world.
我们不断的在追求。
And we're continuously pursuing.
却不知道说我们所追求的一切最后都带不走。
And we do not understand that the things that we pursue after cannot leave with us.
我们什么都想要。
We wanted everything.
却不知道得到这一切对我们到底有什么好处。
We don't know the benefits we're receiving all these things.
我们每天从早忙碌到晚。
And we busy ourselves from day to night.
但是有时候扪心自问，我们到底在忙什么？
And when you ask yourself, do you really understand what are you busying about?
所以有时候虽然生活非常的忙碌。
Although you have a busy life.
但是心灵非常的空虚。
But your heart is very empty.
这个就叫做被世界所掳去了。
And this is why you have become a prisoner of the world.
所以我们在这里讲说，一个真正得到恩典、得到福音的人啊。
For someone who truly received blessings and the gospel.
他说被掳的你要得释放啊。
And so he tells us that those prisoners will be released.
如同希伯来书所说的，你要能够脱去那个缠累你的罪啊。
Just like what Hebrew tells us that you have to detangle yourself from the sin of the world.
你要能够放下你肩上的重担。
You have to put away the burdens on your shoulder.
有时候我们虽然信了耶稣，不代表我们放下重担啊。
And sometimes when we believe in Jesus, does not mean that we have let go the burden.
啊，有一天呢，有一个人呢，挑了很重的担子啊，要回家。
And one day there's a man who has a great burden on his shoulder trying to go home.
很重啊，所以他走得很慢啊。
And he was very heavy, so he was walking very slow.
啊，这时候刚好有一台卡车经过哦。
And there's a truck happens to pass by.
那卡车司机就停下来了。
And so the truck driver stopped.
他说：“啊，你这么辛苦啊，要不然呢、啊，来，我载你一程啊。
”It seems very difficult for you. Why don't you come on and I give you a ride?
哎，你到那个后面那个卡车、啊、后面那个载货的地方啊，在到那边坐哦。
And why don't you sit on the back of the truck?
啊，结果、啊、开啊，那个人啊，卡车司机回头一看呢、啊。
And so they drove for a while and the truck driver looked back.
哎，奇怪呀、啊，这个人怎么还站在那里啊？
And he saw that the man is still standing there.
哇，肩上挑着重担站在卡车后面，还抓着那个铁把。
And he has a great load on his shoulder, and he's holding on to the truck.
摇摇晃晃，快要被吹出去了。
And he was shaking, about to be drift off.
那个司机就对后面喊啊。
And so the truck driver was yelling at him.
他说：“你坐下来呀、啊，你坐下来呀、啊。
”And so he tells him, "Why don't you sit down?"
啊，把那个担子放下来啊。
And put down your load.
啊，结果这个人就跟卡车司机说啊。
And the man replied to the truck driver,
不要啦，不好意思啦。
And It's not okay for me to do this for you.
啊，我已经啊，让你载我已经很不好意思啦。
And I'm very gracious that you already give me a ride.
我怎么可以把担子放下来，再增加你的重量呢
？How can I put this burden down to add more load to you?
那有时候人到神面前来就是这样啊。
Sometimes when men come to before the Lord, it's the same way.
来到神面前寻找神。
and when you come before the Lord to seek after him.
但是仍然扛着自己的重担不愿意放下。
And you continue to carry your load and we're not willing to let go.
还是有太多舍不得的。
There are many things that I'm not willing to give up.
还是有太多放不下的。
Many things you cannot let go.
到最后我们虽然信耶稣但是生活心灵仍然被缠累啊。
And although we come to believe in Jesus, but our heart is still entangled.By many things.
那所以我们今天要能够舍得，能够放下。
So today we have to be willing to to put away.
所以在这里说，被掳的你要得释放哦。
Here tells those prisoners they will receive their freedom.
那在第二个这里说啊，瞎眼的要能够得看见啊。
And those who are blind shall receive their sight.
那什么叫做瞎眼的得看见
？What does it mean for the blind to receive their sight?
瞎眼的人看不到方向。
For the blind, they cannot see their direction.
所以他们不知道该怎么走。
So they do not know how to walk.
他需要人的帮助。
They need the help of other men.
今天一个心灵瞎眼的人啊。
For those who someone today who is blind, in their faith.
也没有办法分辨人生正确的方向啊。
And they cannot discern the right path of life.
那所以虽然好像不断的在奔跑。
Although they're continuously walking that path.
但是啊，有时候啊，在同样的路上跑过来跑过去。
But they continues to come forth and back and forth on the same road.
没有方向，没有方向。
And there's no direction.
所以今天很多世界上很多人啊，眼睛都瞎了。
So today many people in this world are blind.
虽然他肉眼的眼睛看得到。
Although they can see with their physical eyes.
但是他心灵却不知道人生当以何事为美。
But their heart do not know what is beautiful in this world.
所以在这个人世当中啊，因为看不见，所以无法分辨价值。
Because they cannot see in this world, they cannot discern.The value of this world.
所以到最后，他也不知道自己到底拥有什么。
So at the end, he cannot understand what he truly possesses.
更不知道自己将来要得到什么。
He will not understand what he will possess in the future.
也没有方向，所以不知道自己要去哪里。
And because he doesn't have direction, he doesn't know where he will go in the future.
当他人生走完最后一程，当他走完人生的最后一程
，when he complete the journey of life,
眼睛一闭，只是无尽的黑暗跟无尽的恐惧啊。
So when he closes his eyes, there's endless darkness and emptiness.
所以为什么需要有那个什么那个尸体的那个整容师啊
？And so why there's artists for the dead?
那个你看有很多那个他们都有专业人士啊，很厉害啊，把那个人死掉要这样子哇，特别给他这样脸啊扭一扭啊，转一转啊，这样看起来比较好看一点啊。
So these specialized makeup artists would make the dead people look good.
为什么需要这些人？
And why do we need these people?
因为有太多的人是在挣扎狰狞当中离开世界啊。
Because many people died in their struggles.
手好像要抓，抓不到什么。
They want to grab onto things, but they cannot grab onto anything.
瞬间脸上的恐惧仿佛看到了一种无法形容的害怕啊。
And there's a horror that reflect on their face from their from the things that they're afraid of.
因为他们不知道自己将要面对的是什么。
Because they don't understand what they would face.
所以很多人在离开世界是在恐惧跟挣扎当中离开。
And so a lot of people leave this world in fear and struggle.
因为他们活在世界上如同瞎眼的人一般啊。
Because they lived in this world as if they were blind.
但是作为一个基督徒我们不能瞎眼啊。
But for a Christian, we cannot be blind.
如果信耶稣信了一辈子信到瞎眼那就很可怜啊。
If you believed in Jesus for a whole life and you become blind, that's pitiful.
肉眼的眼睛瞎掉没有关系啊。
It's okay that if you become blind physically.
有时候年纪越来越大眼睛越来越不清楚啊没有关系啊。
It's okay if you grow older and your eyesight become not as good.
心灵的眼睛要明亮就好啦。
But you have to have a clear eyesight in your, in your faith.
我的曾祖母哦。
And my great grandmother.
我还记得我小时候见过我曾祖母几次啊。
And when I was young, I saw her a few times.
她跟我们说那时候她已经九十几岁了。
At the time, she was over 90 years old.
那时候她已经眼睛瞎掉，是看不到的。
Her eyes is already blind, and she cannot see.
但是虽然她的肉眼的眼睛已经看不到了。
Although her physical eyes can no longer see.
但是她常跟子孙说
But she often speaks to her grandchildren.
她说虽然她的眼睛看不到，活在黑暗里面。
Although she cannot see and live in darkness.
但是在那个黑暗当中，她看见远处有一个十字架。不断的放光
But in far distance, you can see a cross radiant with light.
如同在呼召她回来吧，回来吧。
As if he's calling her to come back and come back.
所以虽然肉眼的眼睛看不见啊。
Although her physical eyes can no longer see.
但是心灵的眼睛非常明亮。
But the eyes of her heart were very clear.
所以常跟子子孙孙说啊，信仰是真的，神是真的啊。
So she often tell her grandchildren that your belief and your faith is true.
所以要追求信仰直到永生。
So you should pursue your beliefs till the end of your life.
你今天是个瞎眼的人吗？
Today is are you someone who is blind?
你知道你活着的目的是什么吗？
Do you know the purpose of your life?
你知道你追求的这一切到底要带给你什么吗？
Do you know the things that you pursue what would it bring you at the end?
你知道你最后要去哪里吗？
Do you really know where will you go at the end of your life?
说一个真正得到福音的人啊，
For someone who truly received the gospel,
在这里说瞎眼的就要让你能看见啊。
And for the blind, they will restore their sight.
我们来看一下以弗所书哦。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章第十七节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17
我们看第十六节啊
Let's start from verse 16
以弗所书的第一章十六节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 16
十六节就为你们不住的感谢神祷告的时候常提到你们十七节
17
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那四人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他十八节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀十九节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大哈！那这里保罗对我们每一个信徒说
，And so here Paul has told every one of our members.
他说我们真的要求天上的神开我们的眼睛啊
！That he's asking the God in heaven to open our eyes.
他说当我们的眼睛得看见啊
，If our eyes have a good sight,
我们能够看到所得的恩召有何等的指望
，We'll see the great hope that will come before us.
将来要给我们的基业有何等的荣耀
，It will give us a glorious inheritance in the future.
那我们今天人生的活的方法一定会不太一样啊。
And so the way we live our life today will be different.
今天人重视什么，他就追求什么。
What man values today, that's what he will pursue.
有的人重视事业。
People value their career.
所以他拼命努力工作。
And so he worked his hardest in his career.
想尽办法往上爬。
And look for every way to climb the ladder.
有些人重视财富。
Some people value wealth.
所以只要一听到别人说哪里可以发财，哇，马上就跑去啦。
And anytime he hears someone talk about where to make money, he will go to that direction.
有些人重视家庭。
Some people value family.
所以他把所有自己有的时间都是陪着家人，带着家人出门。
And so everything that...Every minute, every all the time that he has, he will spend with his family and bring them out.
这是一个现实，人重视什么，你就会追求什么。
This is reality that you will pursue what you value.
你追求什么，你就会过着一个什么样的人生。
And what you pursue, what that will be the life that you will live.
啊，像我以前做传道之前呢、啊。
So before when
我做传道以前呢、啊。
Before I became a pastor.
啊，我就是爱钱呐、啊。
I love the money.
啊，不要笑啊，你们也一样啊。
And I believe it's the same for you.
啊，真的啊，以前真的很爱钱啊。
It's true that I do love money.
而且希望说啊，能够趁着年轻啊，闯荡一番啊，打拼一件自己的事业啊。
And so that when I was still young, that I could just make a great wealth for myself.
因为这是我所重视的，就是我追求的方向啊。
So what I value is what I pursue after.
啊，自然我的生活就是朝着这个方向来改变啊。
And so my life has steered toward that direction.
哦，所以那个时候啊，我早上五点多我就去公司啊。
So in the morning, I will go to the company at five a.m.
啊，常常啊，两点多才离开啊。
And I'll leave at2 a.m.
啊、哦，我那时候上班是这个样子啊。
So that is how I worked.
三餐都在公司里面吃啊。
I'll eat my three meals in at the company.
就是希望说啊，能够用一点时间啊，打拼自己的事业啊。
So I could spend my time to to build on my career.
啊，那时候的目标啊，35岁就要退休了。
So my goal was to retire at the age of 35.
哦，所以非常拼命啊，因为那时候爱的就是钱啊。
I worked very hard because I loved the money.
啊，但是啊，就这样子拼啊拼啊拼啊，拼到最后去看医生了。
So I worked so hard till the end that I have to go see the doctor.
啊，结果身体检查一出来，医生说你再这样啊，大概40岁就死掉了。
And the doctor tells me, if you continue this way, you will die at the age of 40.
啊，是啦，35岁退休，40岁就死掉了。
Yes, true though. If I retire 35, I will die at 40.
啊，所以啊，你重视什么，你就过出什么样的生活啊。
So what you value would manifest a life that you will live.
爱钱，你就拿命去拼钱啊。
If you love money, then you would devote your life to make money.
啊，自然你的生活就是过着这种模式。
And then you will live your life according to that model.
啊，所以一个人啊，重视什么就追求什么。
So you will pursue the things that you value.
啊，但是在这里啊，保罗告诉我们啊。
So here Paul tells us.
他说，如果你的眼睛看得清楚啊。
That if you can see clearly with your eyes.
你能够看到神所要赐给你的是何等丰盛的荣耀，何等浩大的基业啊。
If you can see the rich.And the glories that God will give you as inheritance.
哎，你看得清楚，你就会去追求啦。
If you can see that, you will pursue after that.
啊，你会追求，你就会过着一个追求永远基业的生活啊。
If you can see that, you will pursue a life of accumulating inheritance.
一个人有没有信仰
？And for someone to have faith.
一个人认不认识福音
？For someone to understand the gospel.
一个人重不重视永生
？For someone to treat eternal life as important.
不是用嘴巴讲的。
It's not through the word through your mouth.
啊，这是看你怎么过你的生活，就知道你重视的是什么啊。
That is through how you live your life. We can see how you what kind of things you value.
一个人如果啊，嘴巴里说我重视永生，我要得救进天国。
If someone sees eternal life and heavenly kingdom is important.
但是生活当中从来不重视信仰，不重视聚会。
But in their daily life, they do not see coming to church and observing service as important.
不灵修不祷告，所有的时间都是拼命去赚钱。
And they don't cultivate and don't pray and they spend their time making money.
啊，他讲的都是骗人的啦。
Then everything he says is a lie.
啊，所以有时候我们常嘴巴说啊，我重视，我要回天国啊。
And someone says that I want to go back to heaven.
啊，但是我们生活表现啊，常常是不要啊。我不要回去啊。
But what you have shown your life is that you don't want to.
啊，主耶稣没有这么好骗啊。
And Jesus is not easily lied to.
啊，他你看你的生活就知道你重视什么啊。
And when he sees your life, he understands what you focus on.
啊，所以我们今天啊，要求主耶稣让我们眼睛得看见啊。
And so today we should ask Jesus to allow eyes to see clearly.
如同这里说，叫你心中的眼睛能够明亮。
So they have a clear eyes in your heart.
使你看见到底日光之下当以何事为美。
And under the sun and the moon, what is more beautiful.
啊，所以保罗啊，保罗就是一个很好的例子啊。
So Paul is a good example.
保罗拥有很多。
He possessed many things.
他是大家族出来的。
He came of a great family.
有钱有势。
He has money and power.
更是有学士在当代人所重视的学问家。
And he's also a scholar at a time that well admired by others.
啊，但是最后啊，他的人生却走上一条完全不一样的道路啊。
But he walked on a path that's completely different.
本来是受社会所重视、所尊重的人。
He's virtually admired by the society.
最后啊，就是人人喊打、到处跑的人啊。
And then he transforming into someone who's beenbeing chased by others and he's trying to escape.
原本是有自己的学生的大学问家。
He was a scholar with many students.
最后却被看成离经叛道、众人唾弃的人物啊。
And he's later become someone who's despised by many.
啊，所以为什么保罗会活出一个这样的生活
？How did Paul live out life like this?
因为他的眼睛比你跟我都还要明亮啊。
Because his eyes is more clear than you and I.
啊，所以因为他看见将来的荣耀。
Because he saw the glory in the future.
他看到永生的奖赏。
He saw the rewards of eternal life.
所以保罗说啊，这世界上的苦啊，都是至善至清的苦楚啊。
And he understand the bitterness when and the hardship now is temporary.
啊，但是如果你今天没有看见。
And so if today you cannot see this.
今天你的心眼蒙蔽，看不清楚。
And your eyes is closed and cannot see it.
那这样子，世界上每样东西都比天国还好啊。
So anything in this world is better than the things in heaven.
世界上的一切追求都比永生更重要啊。
Anything that you pursue in this world is better than eternal life.
啊，所以我们今天要问问自己啊。
So today you should ask yourself.
虽然我信了 耶稣，虽然我来了教会。
So although we come to church and believe in Jesus,
但是我的眼睛明亮了吗
？Is your eyes being, is your eyesight clear?
我到底在努力什么
？What are you working toward?
我到底在辛苦什么
？What are you working for?
我的人生到底在追求什么
？And what are you fighting for in your life?
看看自己的人生。
And look at your life,
就能够知道眼睛明不明亮啊。
And you can see whether your eyes is clear or not.
我们看路加福音的第四章哦。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 4.
我们看回来路加福音的第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
第四章十八节
，Chapter Four, Verse Eighteen。
啊，这里说差遣我报告，叫被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由啊。那第三个啊，一个得到福音的人呐、啊，能够得到自由哦。
And third is for someone who received the gospel to have their freedom。
今天一个人被压制，被压住了。
If someone today were to be oppressed,
哦，不能动。
And he cannot move.
爬不出来。
He cannot come out.
很可怜啊。
And it's very pitiful.
需要有人帮助啊，把那个身上的重担移去，他才能够出得来啊。
And he needs help from someone else to remove his burden for him to come out.
今天很多人都被压制，被压制啦，被压住了。
So today many people are being oppressed.
所以在罗马书里面保罗说啊。
So in the book of Romans, Paul has said.
保罗说很多时候我们想做的善事我们做不到。
And he says the right thing that we want to do, we cannot do.
我们很多不想做的坏事我们又偏偏去做啊。
And the evil things that we do not want to do, we often do.
所以保罗说我真是苦啊，人生怎么这么可怜。
And so he often says that why is my life so bitter and why is life so difficult?
很多时候你明明知道什么是对什么是错，你就是做不到。
And a lot of times you know what is right and wrong, and cannot do it.
很多年轻人啊，明明知道什么话该说，什么话不该说，但是啊，有时候就讲出那个后悔、很后悔的话来啊。
So for many young people, they know what things they can say and cannot say, but often they say the words that regret later.
很多夫妻也是这样啊。
And sometimes the same for couples.
明明知道这句话不该讲，就是压不住，就蹦就出来了。
And they know there are certain things that they should not say, but they cannot control and say it.
结果伤了对方，也苦了自己。
And so they have hurt other person and also made himself bitter.
那是不是这样子？我们常讲一些让我们自己后悔很久的话。
It's true that we often speak things that we regret later.
然后再觉得自己为何如此的愚蠢。
And we often say to ourselves, why are we so foolish?
我们是不是常做一些后悔的事？
And do we do things that we regret later?
那使我们常常活在懊悔之中，无法挽回。
And we often live in regrets that we cannot change.
这就是人。
And that is a man.
活在压制之下的人。
And someone who lived being oppressed.
被罪恶捆绑的人。
Someone who is bound by sin.
但是在这里说，当一个人真正得到福音哦。
So here it tells us for someone who received the gospel.
他说哇，真理要使我们得到自由哦。
And the truth will give us freedom.
他说神的能力要进到我们心中。
And the power of God will enter into us.
使我们能够开始改变。
So that it will allow us to change.
以前坏脾气的变得好脾气了。
Then our bad tempers will change.
以前乱讲话的可以开始控制自己的舌头了。
And we often misspeak, we will be able to control our tongue.
以前喜欢欺负人的，现在有良心了。
And so when you often like to oppress others, now you have a conscience.
所以啊，真理是要使我们得自由的。
And so the truth will allow us to receive freedom.
信仰应该要让我们得释放。
And this gospel will allow us to be set free.
但是我们要问问自己啊。
So we have to ask ourselves,
信主信了多久？
And how long have you been believing
the Lord? 我们到底有没有改变啊？
Have we truly changed?
是不是还是被那个救我的坏脾气，救我的乱讲话给控制呢？
And are we still being controlled by the old temper and the old way of speaking?
但有时候我们看到一个人信仰有没有进步，看他的生活就知道了。
And if you see someone has improved in their faith, then you can look at their life.
不是看他祷告多久哦。
It's not to look at how long he has prayed.
也不是看他读经多熟，圣经多熟哦。
And it's not to see how knowledgeable he is on the Bible.
一个人信仰好不好啊，看行为就知道了。
And for some, to see if he has a good faith, you can see, just look at his actions.
今天如果你去买菜哦。
And today if you go to a grocery shopping.
啊，结果啊，你买菜买了五块。
And you spend $5.
啊，结果你给了他一张十块钱的。
And you pay with a $10 bill.
结果他找了你15块哦。
And he give you back $15.
啊，结果你这时候你要有什么反应？
And how will you respond?
感谢主，神赐我财富啊。
Thank you, Lord, for giving me wealth.
啊，你的信仰很有问题啊。
Then you have a problem in your faith.
啊，但是如果你离开之后啊，你就离开超级市场，在他算钱的时候，忽然发觉说他找错了。
And if you realize that they have give you the wrong change.
一方面你觉得说多十块也不错嘛，那个钱难赚，生活苦啊。
And sometimes you might feel that to have actual $10 is not too bad.
哦，所以你很想说，没关系啦，就又不是我骗他，是他自己给我的啊。
And you will say to yourself, it's okay, I didn't trick him, he's willingly gave me this money.
但是同时，如果你的心里不断有一个声音在告诉你说，不可以哦，不可以哦。
If there's a voice in your heart continues to tell you that this is not right.
然后如果你心里当中有一个 guilty 啊，就是有一个你就是你不回头不行啊，一定要回去把它讲清楚啊。
And there's a voice telling you and constantly telling you that you have to go back.
哎，那表示什么？表示你的心中真的有圣灵在你里面啊。
And then shows that your heart truly have the spirit, Holy Spirit.
你是一个真正有信仰的人啊。
You are someone who truly have the faith.
那说一个人有没有信仰啊？看行为就知道了。
So for someone to have faith, it can tell by their actions.
尤其是在没有人知道的时候啊。
Especially when no one's looking.
你那个十块钱拿走了，他不会知道啊。
If you take that $10 away, no one will know.
他到最后就是那一天他要算钱的时候，才发觉少十块还要自己赔。
And so he will only find out at the end of the day when they count the money and he has to pay out of his pocket.
啊，他也不知道是谁，也找不到你了。
He doesn't know who it is and he cannot find you.
可是你的良心会平安吗？
But will you have a peaceful conscience?
如果你的良心很平安，
If your conscience is peaceful,
拿了不应该拿的钱，你的良心很平安，
And you took the money that doesn't belong to you and still have a clear conscience,
你的信仰有问题啊。
Then you have a problem with your faith.
有一次啊，在台湾啊，有一些弟兄啊，上山去工作啊。
And one time in Taiwan, there are some brothers who worked in the mountains.
他们到山上去砍柴啊。
And they went to cut down trees.
那晚上就住在那个公寮里面啊。
So they lived in one of those temporary tents.
啊，结果晚上啊，闲闲没事啊，没事做嘛，也没电视嘛。
And so they are very bored at night, there's no TV.
然后就在那边聊天啊。
And so they started chatting.
啊，聊着聊着就越来越不像话，开始讲黄色笑话啊。
And so they started to make
Dirty jokes. 啊，所以一群男生哦，很无聊啊。
And so because the guys are very boring.
啊，所以啊，讲完黄色笑话就睡觉啦。
So they have some dirty jokes and they went to sleep.
隔天就下山啦。
And the next day they went down from the mountain.
从那一天开始啊，当中有一个弟兄啊，晚上就没办法睡觉。
And from that day on, there's one of the brothers who could not sleep anymore.
有个弟兄，那个弟兄啊，回去之后晚上辗转难眠，无法入睡啊。
And once he went home, he cannot sleep at night.
那太太说你是什么毛病啊？
And the wife asked him, what happened to you?
工作这么辛苦了一整天啊，你怎么晚上不睡觉啊？
That you work so hard during the day and you cannot sleep at night.
太太跟他讲说睡不着啊，睡不着啊。
And he replied that I just cannot sleep.
啊，到半夜太太受不了，说你到底是发生什么事情？
And the middle of the night, the wife couldn't take anymore and ask him what happened.
那结果这个弟兄就跟他太太讲啊。
And so this brother replied.
他说我们昨天晚上啊，在山上讲黄色笑话啊。
So last night in the mountain, we have spoken about dirty jokes.
太太说啊，你呀、啊，你还是一个基督徒哎。
And the wife responds, "How can you be a Christian?"
而且是一群都是信徒啊，都是弟兄啊。
And the whole group was Christian brothers.
说你怎么可以这样子呢
？And she asked, "How can you do this?"
那要跟神悔改啊。
You need to repent to God.
那、啊、结果这个弟兄啊，真的啊向神悔改、啊，一起祷告，夫妻一起祷告向神悔改啊。
And so this brother truly repented to God and prayed with his wife to God.
哎，跟感谢主啊，祷告完之后心里平安的。
And thank God that after he prayed, he had receive peace in his heart.
马上就睡得很好啦。
And then he was able to sleep.
那就过了几天啊，这几个弟兄又聚在一起啦。
So a few days later, these few brothers were able to gather again.
他就跟他们说。
And he said to them.
他说那一天回来，我整晚没办法睡觉啊。
He said that night when I came back, I cannot sleep all night.
到最后起来祷告悔改啊，才能够睡啊。
And I have to get up to pray and repent in order to be able to sleep.
哎，但是其他的人怎么说
？And what did the other people say?
其他弟兄说没有啊，我们都睡。睡得很好啊
，and other brothers said I were able to sleep fine.
睡得很好表示没有问题吗
？To be able to sleep does that mean that they have no problem?
睡得很好表示他心里平安吗
？And able to sleep well does that mean that they have peace in their heart?
可能他的心灵已经麻木，已经死掉了。
perhaps their heart has been numb and it has died.
圣灵的提醒他已经听不到了。
And the reminder of the Holy Spirit they cannot hear anymore.
圣经里面讲说，好像啊，良心哦，好像被那个熨斗哦，烫过一样啊，已经死掉没有感觉了。
And described as your conscience being ironed out that is died and cannot know it, will not know anything.
所以啊，今天一个人心灵要敏感啊。
So you have to have the sensitivity.In your conscience.
哦，就像这里，就像这个弟兄一样，一犯错，啊，马上就有知道说不对了，不对了。
And just like this brother, as soon as he made a mistake, he knows that he's wrong.
那，所以你要知道你的信仰如何啊。
And to see how your faith is.
只要你看看自己在选择当中你怎么做决定就可以了。
And look at the choices that you have made in your life.
看你怎么样跟你的先生或你的太太相处。
And look at the way that you you live with your husband and wife.
看你怎么样在处理教会交托给你的工作跟责任。
And how you are treating the work that was given to you in church.
那看看你怎么样跟你的朋友互动。
And how do you interact with your friends?
信主多年还是口不择言，到处乱讲话吗？
And do you have been a believer for many years? Do you still misspeak all the time?
啊，常常在那后悔，哎呀，我又讲错话了。十几年了还这个样子。
And often regret what you have spoken about, and for 10 years it's still the same way.
那十几年来还是坏脾气吗？
And over 10 years you still have the same bad temper.
看到一个吵一个。
And every time you see something, you have an argument.
啊，今天不吵架，好像全身都不对，很难过啊。
And if you don't have an argument today, you feel something wrong about it.
信仰有问题啊。
Then there's a problem with your faith.
被压制，被罪恶所压制啊。
Being oppressed by sin.
那，所以在这里说啊，被压制的你要得自由哦。
So here tells us that those who are being oppressed needs to be released.
我们到底有没有得到真正的自由？
And have we received our freedom?
得到不犯罪的自由。
And to receive the freedom not committing sins.
不乱讲话的自由
，the freedom not misspeak，
不伤害人的自由
，the freedom not hurting others，
哦，哦，不乱发脾气的自由
，the freedom not having a bad temper，
重视信仰、追求永生的自由
，the freedom of focusing on your faith and eternal life，
还是你还是活在压制之下
，or you still live an oppressed life，
什么都爱就是不爱神。
You love everything except God.
什么都要就是不要天国。
You wanted everything except the heavenly kingdom.
什么都看就是不看圣经。
You look at everything except the Bible.
那问问自己啊。
And so ask yourself.
所以这三样是我们今天自我评量啊，自我评量的时间啊。
And so here, these three things are something for us to use to examine ourselves.
这三样是我们自己来评估一下我们的信仰如何。
To examine whether how good your faith is.
你有没有被释放？
Are you being released?
脱离世界的追求
To release from the pursuit of the world.
你有没有得看见
Have you received your sight?
知道人生追求的方向
To see the direction of life.
你有没有得自由
Have you received your freedom?
不再被压制
No longer being oppressed.
这才叫做得福音啊
That is how you receive the gospel.
所以得福音不是来到教会看过圣经听到道理就叫做得福音哦。
To receive the gospel does not mean that you come to church and you read the Bible and you pray.
他说得福音是看你怎么样活出一个不一样的生活来啊。
To receive the gospel is to see whether you have lived out a different life.
我们看路加福音的第四章啊。
Luke chapter 4.
路加福音的第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节。于是把书卷起来，交还执事，就坐下。众人都定睛看他。二十一
，21。
耶稣说：“你今天这经应验在你们的耳中了。”二十二
，22。
众人都称赞他，稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说：“这不是约瑟的儿子吗？”我们再看第二十八节哦。
Let's turn to verse 28。
二十八节，会堂里的人听见这话，就怒气满胸。起来撵他出城，他们把城造在山上，他们带他到山崖上，要把他推下去三十。
30。
他们却从他，他却从他们中间直行过去了。好， 这一整件事情有一个美好的开始。
And the whole event there was a good beginning.
却有一个莫名其妙的结束。
And it has a very confusing ending.
但这里说啊，他们听见了他的恩言呐、啊，哇，大家都称赞他。
And people are praising him after they heard his gracious words.
主耶稣在这里念了一段很有意义的经，很有意义的经文。
So he has read through a very meaningful scripture.
而且主耶稣所说的话感动众人，众人称赞说这讲得好啊。
And his words really move everyone. Everybody praised the words he spoke.
但是为什么会是这样的结局呢？
Now, why do we have this type of ending?
什么结局？
What was the ending?
众人怒气满胸，要杀耶稣啊！
The people were furious and they wanted to kill him.
把他带到山崖上，把他推下去啊！
They brought him to the hill and wanted to push him down.
那最后说什么？耶稣从他们中间直行就离开啦。
And at the end, it tells us that Jesus walked right through them.
从恩言开始
，It started from the gracious words,
却在怒气当中结束。
And It ended with fury.
而且耶稣离开他们啦、
啊。And Jesus left them.
哎，怎么会是这样子的结束呢
？Why do we have this type of ending?
为什么
？And why?
我们看第二十二节哦。
Verse 22.
二十二节，众人都称赞他，稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说这不是约瑟的儿子吗？这一句话就注定了他们的失败。
And what they said, isn't this Joseph's son, determined their failure.
那这一开始大家听了以后啊，很稀奇啊，讲得好，讲得很好啊。
And when people heard the words, they were praised the words and said this is good words.
啊，但是这时候他们突然说，哎，这不就是那个穷木匠约瑟的小孩吗
？And then people realized, isn't this the poor carpenter's son of Joseph?
十六节说。耶稣来到拿撒勒是他长大的地方。
Verse 16 tells us that Jesus came to Nazareth where he grew up.
所以这里很多人认识他。
So there are many people who knows him here.
可能很多人老人家看着他长大的、啊。
There may be many elders who saw him grow up.
因为觉得很熟，所以就轻视耶稣啦。
Because they're very close to him, so they look down on him.、
哦、所以主耶稣说哦。
So Jesus said,
他说除了在本乡以外啊，除了在自己的家乡以外啊，
aside from his hometown,
他说先知在哪里都是受人尊重的。
The prophet will be praised everywhere he goes.
真的啊，先知在哪里都是受人尊重，除了在自己的家乡啊。
And so it's true that prophets are well respected everywhere else except their hometown.
为什么
？And why?
因为觉得没什么、啊，这个小孩我就看过啦。
Because people see nothing special about him because he have seen him while he was young.
他们家里有什么了不起？有什么特别？穷木匠，我很。熟啊、
and we know his family, we know his poor father.
所以因此就轻视了耶稣啊。
So they despise him.
那所以最后啊，这个他的家乡拿撒勒反而得不到什么恩典啊。
And so his hometown Nazareth was not able to receive any blessings.
因为他们说这不就是约瑟的那个儿子吗
？People say, isn't this the son of Joseph?
他们原本看见耶稣看见什么
？When they first saw Jesus, what did they see?
他说这个。恩言啊，这讲的实在是太好了。
And they refer to as the gracious words that these words were great.
称赞他。
And they praise him.
但是当他们再看看耶稣
，But when they look at him again,
看看他的家庭
，And look at his family,
看看他的背景
，Look at his background,
哦，觉得自己跟他很熟
，And they feel that they know him.
因此就轻视了耶稣啊
，So they despised him.
那所以到最后，耶稣就没有在那里显什么神迹呀、啊、
？And so Jesus did not perform any miracles.
耶稣也没有什么帮助他们啊
，And Jesus did not really help them.
因为这些人瞧不起他所带来的恩典啊
，And because they did not look up to the grace that he brought with him.
所以我们要很小心啊。
So we have to be very careful.
不要轻视了主所带来的恩典啊。
And do not look down on the grace that God has brought to us.
尤其是从小在教会里面长大的啊、哦。
And especially for those who grew up in church.
真的、啊，有时候你从小在真耶稣教会里面长大，你会觉得啊，教会里讲的没什么啊。
And it's true that if you grew up in church, you feel that the things that we speak about is nothing special.
传道讲的，我听了一百次的，哎呀，每次都讲这些。
And what the preacher says, I have heard 100 times, it's the same every time.
所以我们常觉得啊，这个什么什么真理啊，什么什么救恩啊，这个没什么嘛。
And all this truth, all this salvation, there they're about the same.
我们才会因为习惯啊，所以就轻视它的重要性啊。
Because we got used to it, so we look down on it.
啊，所以我们常常讲说啊，五大教义，基本教义哦。
And we talk about five basic doctrines.
而且有信徒，就有年轻人讲啊，干嘛重视这个什么基本教义呀、啊、
？And so some young people often replied, "Why do we have to focus on these doctrines?"
其实啊，自己是非常幼稚而且无知啊。
But they truly are childish. They are not very knowledgeable.
基本教义不代表它非常的基本啊，不是它非常容易那个基本啊。
So the basic doctrine does not mean that it's easy and it's basic.
而是啊，它是根基啊，盖房子最重要的根基啊。
But they are really the foundation of the truth.
啊，所以如果搞到信主信到最后基本教义不认识啊
，If you believe all the years to the end and you do not know what the basic beliefs are，
那你是不知道自己在信什么啊。
And、then you don't know what you are believing.
啊，所以有些信徒觉得啊，我们教会跟其他教会有什么不一样？都一样啊。
So there are some members who believe that there's nothing different from our church to other churches.
啊，我们都是信耶稣啊。
That we all believe in Jesus.
我们都读圣经啊。
We all read the same Bible.
我们都讲要爱人啊，爱神啊。
We all talk about loving man, loving God.
然后就讲说，哎呀，教会都一样啊，信主都很好啊。
And they conclude that the church is all the same and it's good to believe in God.
那只是因为自己的无知啊。
But that is to their own foolishness.
对基本教义不懂啊。
They don't fully understand the basic beliefs.
基本教义就是我们立足的根基。
That is the foundation of our faith.
也是我们今天坚持的信仰的真理。
And that is the faith that we have to preserve today.
哦，所以我们到底懂不懂啊？
And so, do we really understand?
哦，不要因为说它是啊，基本教义你就轻视它。
Don't think that there are the basic beliefs that we look down on them.
哦，不要因为啊，你常常在教会，你就觉得这个道理没有什么了不起。
And just because you've been in church for a long time, you feel nothing special about the truth.
这不是约瑟的儿子吗？
Isn't this the son of Joseph?
是，他是约瑟的儿子。
True, he is the son of Joseph.
但是他也是弥赛亚，是救世主。
But he also the Messiah, the Savior.
他一样是圣灵怀孕，是天上神降在人间。
He is the God sent down from heaven, born through the Holy Spirit.
这不就是真耶稣教会吗？
Isn't this the true Jesus Church?
啊，几十年来我就在这里呀，看多了。
I have been here for over 10 years and I've seen many things.
里面也有一些人的问题呀。
And they also have people problems.
信徒有时候也是会吵架。
The members sometimes have fights as well.
是，里面的确是有一些人的问题。
True, we do have people problems.
但是他一样是神所拣选、所定立、所设立永生的道路。
But this is all the true, the path that God has established and set forward.
哦，所以不是教会有问题啊。
So it's not the church that has problems.
常常是因为我们眼睛有问题啊。
But often it's because our eyes have problems.
这不就是约瑟的儿子有什么了不起的？
Isn't this the son of Joseph? There's nothing special about
him. 所以耶稣就离开他们了啊。
So Jesus left them.
你看啊，在这里啊，耶稣后来就讲了一段话啊。
So later Jesus said some words.
我们来看一下路加福音的第四章啊。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
第二十四节啊。
Verse 24.
路加福音的第四章的二十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 24.
又说，我实实在在的告诉你们啊，没有先知在自己的家乡被人悦纳二十五哦。
25.
我对你们说实话了。当以利亚的时候，天闭塞3年零6个月，遍地大饥荒。那时以色列有许多寡妇。26哈。
26。
以利亚并没有奉差往他们任何之中的一个去哈，只奉差到西顿，西顿就是外邦地哈，到西顿的撒勒法的一个寡妇去。27。
27。
先知以利沙的时候，以色列有许多长大麻风的，但内中除了叙利亚国的乃曼，这也是外国人啊，没有一个得洁净的哦。那主耶稣就跟他讲啦、
啊、，So Jesus tells them，
他说啊，在当时啊，天大饥荒的时候啊
，When heaven sent down a great famine，
他说啊，大饥荒的时候，很多寡妇啊
，And there are many widows，
但是啊，神叫以利亚到外国人的家里去，外邦人的家里去啊
，And God has sent Elijah to a foreign land，
他说啊，在以利沙的时候啊，很多大麻风啊，无治之症啊。
And there are many leprosy at that time that cannot be cured.
但是只有一个外邦人的乃曼得医治啊。
Only a Gentile Naaman was able to heal.
他说啊，因为在当时以色列人是瞧不起外邦人，把他们视为猪，视为狗啊。
And at the time the Israelites despised the Gentiles.
啊，觉得他们是没有价值、没有盼望，更不要得到永，更不可能得永生的。
And they see them as people without hope and people who will not receive salvation.
啊，但是在这里说啊，这个在这里啊，神就是特别选了这些外邦人，让他们来得到恩典啊。
But at the time, God has chosen these Gentiles to receive His grace.
为什么？
And why?
因为这些人配得。
Because they're worthy.
那反而是以色列人自己不配得啊。
But the Israelites were not worthy.
因为缺乏信心。
Because they lack in their faith.
缺乏对信仰的尊重。
They lack the respect for faith.
缺乏对恩典的追求。
They lack the pursuit of grace.
所以在这里啊，主耶稣就点出了一个他们心中的盲点啊。
So Jesus pointed out a blind spot in their heart.
不要以为自己很了不起啊。
Don't think that you are so great.
哦，如果我们不看清楚啊，恩典都是别人的啊。
If we do not see things clearly, then the grace will belong to other people.
不要常讲说，哎呀，我是亚伯拉罕的子孙啊。
Don't often say that you are the descendants of Abraham.
神说没有用的啊。
And God says it's useless.
你说你是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
If you say you are the descendants of Abraham.
你说你是真耶稣教会的信徒。
You are the members of True Jesus Church.
你有没有活得像亚伯拉罕的子孙，活得像一个教会的信徒呢？
And do you live out like a descendant of Abraham and a member of the church?
所以在这里啊，他们轻视耶稣啊。
So they despise Jesus.
他们觉得没有什么了不起的。
And they feel there's nothing special about him.
所以耶稣就点出他们心中的问题来啦。
So Jesus pointed out the problem in their heart.
但是你看呢，这些人被点出问题之后呢，
When they've been pointed out of their problem,
他说众人就怒气满胸啊。
And here tells that the crowd were furious.
有些人就是这样啊。
And this is often the truth for some people.
不能够面对自己的问题啊。
And then they cannot face the problems that they have.
讲好听的通通没问题啊。
And if you speak sweet words, they will accept.
一讲严厉的道理就翻脸啊。
When we speak a strict truth, then they would turn against you.
啊，之前遇到一个信徒就是这样啊。
It happens with one of the members before.
信主没有很久啊。
And he have not believed.
有一次来教会啊，听到奉献的道理啊，就翻脸啊。
And one time he came to church, he heard the teachings of offering, and he got upset.
很生气啊。
And he was very angry.
他说我来教会是要得恩典得福气得恩典得福气的啊。
And he says I'm come to church to receive blessings and grace.
啊，你现在跟我说还要奉献十一捐，不然是抢夺神的物。
And you tell me now that I have offered tithe, otherwise you're robbing God's wow.
哇，这个我不喜欢，这个我拒绝。
And I don't accept.
啊，所以我以后不要来了。
So I will not come anymore.
那所以有时候人就是这样啊，只想听好听的话啊。
So sometimes people is like this. They only want to listen to things that sounds good.
哇，神爱我，神赦免，神帮助，神的恩典满满。
That God have forgive, God give us blessings, and God's grace is full.
只会吃奶而已啊。
You only know how to drink milk.
啊，今天一吃干粮不行啊，就翻脸啦。
And when you dry food, you're not used to, so you turn away.
所以在这里，主耶稣指出了他们生命当中的问题。
So Jesus pointed out the problem of their lives.
众人有没有接受？
And did the crowd accept?
没有，这里说他们怒气满胸啊。
Here tells us that they become furious.
而且要把主耶稣从山上推下去啊。
And they wanted to push Jesus down from the hill.
耳朵遮住了不听啊。
They closed, they shut off their ears, and they don't want to listen.
逃避现实，不愿意面对自己的问题啊。
They want to escape from reality, don't want to face their problems.
我们今天是这样子的人吗？
Are we this type of people today?
我们都觉得自己不是。
We all feel that we are not.
但是我们真的不是吗？
Are we truly not this type of people?
这是我们自己要去想一想的哦。
And this is something for us to think about.
所以有时候啊，我们在教会里聚会听道理啊。
So sometimes when we listen to teachings in the church,
有的信徒听到道理，他会去改变啊。
Some members when they hear it, they would start to change.
啊，这个，哎呀，这个好像啊，被针扎到心里一样啊。
It's been having pierced by a needle, so they want to change.
那有的信徒啊，听到道理啊，听得觉得很好。
And some members when they hear it, they feel very good.
就是在讲谁，就是在讲谁，要就是在讲你啊。
And they start to think that this is referring to so and so.
啊，有的信徒啊，一听到道理啊，就翻脸啊。
And some members would become upset when they hear the teachings.
啊，传道还没有回到家，电话就打来了。
Before pastor even get home, the phone call is already made.
你讲谁？你今天是不是讲我啊？
Who are you referring to? Are you referring to me today?
我告诉你哦，你在讲我就不来教会了。
And if you are referring to me, then I will not come anymore.
哎，我就有遇到过一次啊。
And this happened to me once.
哦，还没有回家，我才刚从讲台下来，就被信徒堵在门口啊。
And I just came down from the pulpit, and someone stopped me.
哇，跟我说，传道，你今天讲这什么意思？
And says, Pastor, what are you referring to today?
是不是你听到什么？有人告诉你我的事情，对不对？
And did you hear anything? Did someone tell me about my matters?
所以你是针对我讲的。
And so are you referring to me?
啊，其实我不认识他，不熟，不太认识他。
I don't really know him.
啊，我就想说， 哦，原来你有这方面的问题，你不讲我不知道啊。
And I didn't know you have this type of problems.
哇，那我还给他看到说，你看啊，这篇讲章啊，在别的地方用过了，不是讲你啦。
And I have to show him that I have used this sermons elsewhere.
啊，不过既然你自己找上门来，我可能要到你家去坐一下啊。
Because now you have come to me, so maybe I need to visit you.
哎，有些人很敏感啊。
And so some people are very sensitive.
敏感是好事哦。
It's good to be sensitive.
听到道理，你会有感觉是好事，总比没有感觉的好哦。
And so once you hear the teachings and you have a feeling, that is good.
啊，但是当你敏感，当你听到当你扎心了，你要怎么办？
But once you have that feeling and something has pinched you, so what will you do?
这里说会堂的人听见就满心大怒啊，就是那种怒气满胸啊。
And here it tells us that people of the synagogue become furious.
而且啊，要把他从山上推下去啊，否定现实，不要听见啊。
And they want to push him down the hill and want to deny the truth.
不要面对，不要听见，不要看见，就是这样活在自己的梦幻里面。
They don't want to hear this. They don't want to see this. They want to live in their own dreams.
只要把耶稣推下去，就听不到，看不到了。
If they can push him down the hill, then they will not hear.
我们有多少次在信仰的道路上想把耶稣从山崖上推下去的
？How many times you are in the path of faith that we want to push Jesus down the hill?
不要再讲了，每次都讲这个，每次都讲我。
And don't speak about this anymore. Every time it's speaking about me.
为什么每次都讲你？
Why is it that every time it's speaking about you?
因为你从来没有改变，没有进步啊。
Because you have not changed.
好，所以当你听到不喜欢的，
So when you hear things that you don't like,
你有两个选择啊。
You have two choices.
一个选择你可以去试着努力改变。
And one is to try to change.
另外一个啊，你不喜欢，看你不喜欢哪一页，你把那页圣经撕掉就好了。
Or the any page that you don't like, you just tear it out.
撕掉啊，看不到就没事啦。
You tear it out, you cannot see it, then it's good.
可以逃避啊。
Then you can escape.
自己选择。
You can make the choice.
所以在这里啊，这些耶稣家乡的人做了一个选择。
And so the people of his hometown made a choice.
拒绝严厉的道理。
They refused the strict teaching.
遮住眼睛，不愿意看见自己的错误。
And they shut off their eyes. They don't want to see their mistakes.
所以在这里，耶稣就离开他们，就走了。
So Jesus here departed from them.
所以从认识恩言开始。
So started from hearing the gracious words.
最后在失去耶稣当中结束
，and ended with losing Jesus.
这是他们的选择
，and this was their choice.
今天神的恩典也放在我们的面前
，so the gracious words today of Jesus is in us today.
请问你要如何选择呢
？And let's ask ourselves, how will you choose?
我们一起唱诗哦。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗198首
，198. Please be seated.
我们现在要做聚会结束的祷告哦。
We're going to have a concluding prayer.
我们在祷告当中特别为几件事情来代祷。
And let's pray for these things in your prayers.
我们特别为法拉盛的购买会堂的事情来祷告哦。
Let's pray for the purchase of the Flushing Church.
感谢主耶稣啊，在过去这一个月当中啊，很多弟兄姐妹，包括本地以及包括外州，甚至国外啊，从其他的国家啊，很多信徒在这项的圣工上。都付出了很大的努力啊
！And thank God that so many brothers and sisters locally and domestically and also internationally has helped out.
好，那这个这是我们纽约近十几二十年来一个很重要的一步啊
！And this is a great step for the New York area in the last 20 years.
哦，所以我们要为这件事情特别来努力啊，特别来祷告哦。
And let's work hard toward this purchase and also pray for it.
啊，求主耶稣的恩典啊，常常与我们同在。
And may the grace of Jesus be with us.
我们在祷告当中特别也为陈代新哈啊，这是文珠的哥哥哈，陈文珠的哥哥哈。
And your prayers, let's remember 陈代新
啊，他的生活上有一些困难，有一些困扰哈，我们帮他代祷哦。
And he has some difficult issues in his life.
好，那我们也为继续为师通弟兄啊，林师通弟兄祷告哦。
And also pray for brother 林师通
啊，求主耶稣啊帮助他啊带领他。
And may Jesus help him and guide him.
那我们也在祷告当中为年仲义哈，仲义弟兄祷告哦。
And also pray for brother 年仲义
啊，仲义最近都在发烧哦。
And it's been had a
这几天他已经连续四天五天都在高烧了哦。
He had a high fever for the last 4 to 5 days.
我们也求主耶稣看顾哦。
May Jesus watch over.
所以这个人，我们用心祷告，神会听见。
And if we use our heart to pray, God would surely listen.
神一定会带领我们的脚步。
And God would guide our footsteps.
那我们请一起到前面来祷告哦。
Let's come forward to pray.